Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Texas blues there bringing us back. That's Billy on guitar, Dusty on bass, and Frank on drums. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Tamar Jacoby, one of our favorite people on the planet, probably in the galaxy. She's the editor of Reinventing the Melting Pot. She is the president of ImmigrationWorksUSA.org. Put an org on the end of that, and you'll find the website. Tamar, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the upcoming election for a moment, another moment or two, Tamar. Where is immigration finding itself as an issue in these midterm elections, especially in the Senate?
You know, it's very interesting. I mean, a lot of the reporting has focused on the places where it is an issue. And it's been kind of a surprising issue. For example, in Kentucky, both candidates, Democrat and Republican, are distancing themselves from reform. Mrs. Grimes, the Democrat candidate, she goes around talking about illegal immigrants, which is not a conventional Democrat term, and distancing herself.
That's politically incorrect, isn't it?
That's politically incorrect, and distancing herself from Obama's policies. But, and this is a big but, and I think it's underreported, I think it's actually significantly less an issue this year than it has been in many years past. I mean, the last midterm, you know, I've heard congressmen joke, you know, people would ask you, what do you think about taxes? And you'd say, I'm against amnesty. And then people would ask you what you think about foreign policy, and you'd say, I'm against amnesty. It used to be a catch-all, just push-button issue for a lot of Republican voters.
Yeah.
And I don't think it is that anymore.
You know,
it's still playing out in some races, and reporters are talking about those few races. So I think it gives a misleading impression, you know, maybe this is happening everywhere and maybe it's a big deal, but I actually think it's much less of an issue.
This reminds me of a scenario when I was in high school. A bully was bullying a kid, and the teacher was breaking it up, and I remember the teacher said that the kid that was being bullied doesn't want to fight, and the bully was glad of it. The bully was glad he didn't want to fight. So I think the Republicans don't want to talk about immigration. The Democrats are glad they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think that's a really good way to put it. And I don't think most reporters notice this. I think most reporters are noticing, you know, they've shined the spotlight on a few places, and when they shine that spotlight, they found it. But the big map, it's not as much of an issue as it has been in the past.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now let's move forward and talk about there's another person who one of his own senators said was irrelevant, who hangs out in Washington D.C. He occupies a little space up there inside the Beltway. But his own senator said he's irrelevant. He's gone in 2 years. And of course, he was talking about President Obama. But he believes he can do a lot of damage in two years. And tell us what he has up his sleeve.
So the White House is still talking about. I don't know that they've actually made a decision, but the White House is still talking about what they call an executive action. And what that means is the president's is getting ready. And again, I don't think they've absolutely made the decision to pull the trigger, but they're under a lot of pressure for the president to basically go into the Rose Garden and go on TV and tell the American public, Congress wouldn't do this, so I'm going to have to do it by myself. And what he's talking about is giving some kind of legal status to many millions of people. He can't give them a path to citizenship, but he can, in an executive manner with a stroke of the pen, he can take people who right now, they're here in the U.S. illegally, and say, it's okay, we're going to give you a loophole for a while, and you're going to be legal. And the surprising sign of the last few weeks is it turns out that the department that would be handling this has ordered paper to make the cards that you would give these people to declare them legal. So it's a, it, you know, who knows if it's a meaningful sign or not. And who
so
knows,
is this, was it. That was that a strategic move to order and to leak that, to sort of wink, wink, nudge, nudge the Hispanic community that, you know, we got your back, we're going to, you know the, your senator can't really, your Democrat senator can't really talk about it, but this is what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, clever. That's clever. I don't know. Could be ineptitude. You never
might
know.
Might be clever by half, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the question is, the big problem is, if he does this, I mean, not only is it a big problem for the country that the president thinks he can, you know, do with a unilateral fiat, give four or five or six million people who are now considered to be here without authorization, give them authorization. I mean, that's a pretty big wave of a wand, right? I mean, for years I've been saying
that's the wave of the wand.
That's a pretty big wave of the wand.
Would that not be unconstitutional to do something like
that? Well, I mean, they think they found a tricky way to do it that they can defend in court, but it certainly violates the principles of the spirit of the Constitution.
So where it could become tricky by half is in those states where the polling shows the Republicans that the people aren't going to like that in their state. That could be a last minute campaign to show all that paper stacked up there and send a Republican to Congress in the next Congress to fight this.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, I don't know that it'd be the best thing for Republicans to do to campaign against him.
Only if the polling shows it would.
Yeah. No, I understand. But my big concern in the long run is this isn't going to fix the problem.
Yeah.
And it's going to set back the possibility that Congress actually.
It's one more example of this imperial president who I believe is. I when people call him unlawful. Tomorrow, I can't argue with them on many things.
No, they're right. I agree. I just can't argue with them.
Right back with Tamar Jacoby. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.